We are reading selected excerpts about the obligation to disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah in the masses. You can ask questions on the website, and selected questions will be asked during the lesson.
Yes, please.
So, excerpt number 6 from the introduction to the book Panim Meirot Umasbirot by Baal HaSulam. It is the great expansion of the wisdom of truth within the nation that we need first. So we may merit receiving the benefit of our Messiah. Consequently, the expansion of the wisdom and the coming of our Messiah are interdependent. Therefore, we must establish seminaries and compose books to hasten the distribution of the wisdom throughout the nation.
Yes. This is... this is our duty. We have to accept it as a necessary thing, essential. That's why we live in this time, and we've received the impulse to come closer to the Creator in order to realize His desire. That's the way His desire is. So again,
it is the great expansion of the wisdom of truth within the nation that we need first, so we may merit receiving the benefit from our Messiah. Consequently, the expansion of the wisdom and the coming of our Messiah are interdependent. Therefore, we must establish seminaries and compose books to hasten the distribution of the wisdom throughout the nation.
PT19 has a question, yes?
Good morning. Baal HaSulam says something that I thought about it. That he says first we have to be worthy. What does it mean to be worthy and then disseminate?
Worthy means that you'll reach a state that you'll understand that you have to disseminate and that you know what you should disseminate, and then you're worthy of disseminating.
What about people don't know exactly what we're talking about? Like in a story or a book or...
Hold on. We're explaining to people that all our materials are best to be disseminated. And that they disseminate, even though they don't know what's written there. And even if they do know, but they don't understand. And even if they understand, but they don't attain, still, it's worthwhile for him to do it, because he is part of the dissemination of the name of the Lord in the world.
So according to what you're saying, everybody can disseminate this, even if they don't know what they're talking about.
Of course. Just like someone who's a salesman. Does he know what he's selling to you? He's selling some book to you. But you buy this book. You're advancing, and maybe you're correcting yourself.
How can you disseminate with all this mess going on?
Actually, it fits all the more so. It's the best state for dissemination because people are helpless. You see, on the one hand, you have the world on fire, where they're burning all the cities down, like here in Jaffa, and you can wait up and you'll see what's going to happen. We haven't begun this political decisions, and in America, people write to me that, I don't know, maybe we can dedicate a morning to that and then read some stuff. You know, the truth is, it's as if you're living in... you're under fire. It's war. And that's the world. And this is the world, and specifically in this world, you can bring the method of correction. Because if the life is calm, they won't hear you. Here they will.
And all of our history in the last 100 years, we went through a tragedy even stronger than today. And Bala Sulam didn't succeed. So how can we succeed? How do you see this?
It doesn't work by history. Rather, it works according to the preparation of the internal vessels. That's why you can't say it's ready or not ready. You understand, humanity doesn't know how ready it is or not. But you see, it was ready, so the corona came. Who would think that money started falling in a way that, or 80% of people won't have jobs? Who ever thought of such a thing? Tell me.
Nobody.
Well, and that's just the beginning. You don't know what other changes are about to come. Such that only from above.
What do you see that's going to happen?
No. I'm not going to tell. Why should I do that? I tell fortunes only to the ones who pay.
Do you think we're going to get out of this mess somehow?
No, we won't get out of it. No, we won't get it. There is no way back. Only forward. From out of the swamp. Yeah, the Creator will help. And we have no one to lean on except for our Father in Heaven. That's the way it is. Okay, Ashkelon.
When we try and sell, love will cover our crimes with all the difficulty in it. Still, we have to explain to people why it's worth buying this. I'm also asking about what we talked about the last lesson, that we have to explain. I think I heard from you that we also have to tell people what's going to happen if we don't buy this patent of love. So I can only ask in a weird, from 1 to 10. Are we allowed between the... How much should we strengthen our connection between us and on the outside as much as we're allowed to speak about the bad picture that will happen if we don't engage in love will cover our crimes?
If we don't bring love to the world will deteriorate and reach third world war. Clear in a clear manner, and in such a fast way it will happen, you can't imagine. Just there won't be a stopper in reality, that everyone will start to relate to each other in a wild way without any restraints, and then it will simply, everything is ready for war. That's one thing. Another thing is, because hatred is being revealed, you have no... It's not a calculation that one wants more territory or money or honor. The calculations are with respect to hatred. And against hatred, you have only one thing, love. That's why you have to open the quality of love, and by it you can neutralize this hatred that is erupting now. And you have to know how to do it. It's not by kneeling or something else. All these games are... That's not... No one is taking them into account. Look, I don't want to keep on going because people will think that I'm for these or those. I'm not in favor of Afro-Americans or Caucasians. I'm in favor of love. because I understand that that's the correction of the world. What do I have if these will succeed or the others will succeed? There's no success here. And then only success that can occur is in the connection above the differences. That's called love. Love covers all crimes. That's all. Africa.
Rav, Bala Sulam says that we must write books and do all we can to spread this wisdom. Our question is the Rav content with our efforts and current levels of exertion towards this, or does the Rav have any more demands towards our exertions?
I have infinite demands, and I'm never content of nothing. Not with me, nor with you, of course. Nor with the world or with the Creator. Of course, we have to demand connection from everyone together in order to correct this broken kli so that it will finally reach its complete correction. That's all. Kiev.
Лошумим.
We can't hear.
The group of Kiev wants to announce and ask for support for dissemination action. Today, we will have an introductory lesson. It's the first time it's going to happen in the Ukrainian language. Rav's content was translated into Ukrainian, and we have more than 500 people that signed up. We want to reach the 10 million people we didn't reach with this language. That's why we're asking for support from the whole world. Klee, thank you.
How do you publish the books in Ukraine? Are there books in the Ukrainian language? Should we publish them? Of course we should. Because it's developing and they will need it. And some people, purposefully, they don't want to read Russian and they will read Ukrainian. So how can we aid that? Please, guys from Kiev, friends, you have to explain to us how we can help you. Is it money? Is it technical work in order to publish a few very important books in the Ukrainian language? We're willing to help. Okay? Who else do we have? Chaver.
Good
morning, Rav.
Oh, who we have here?
When you say dissemination, you're so right. I've been working in the diamond business for 45 years. I used to give books to everybody. I'd say, Kabbalah, look, they used to say, yeah, whatever. Came Corona. After 2 weeks, people call me, people I didn't even hear about. And they start asking me, what's your rabbi saying about Corona and everything? People started waking up. Why? Because it hurts their pocket.
For you guys, it's only about the pocket. That's clear.
The Walter Yeshiva is so developed there, and as much as people don't even care, but once it hurts their pocket, they start asking questions. What'd your rabbi said? What'd you do here? What'd you do there? I said, connect and listen. I can't talk so much like my Rav does. He works above reason, I don't. So I tell myself how people only through blows and suffering they start understanding. So, Rav, let's have a good evening. I love you.
Good luck. For him, it's still evening. Okay. But nice. Nice to see. If I see Dostov in the morning lesson, that's good. Where else do we... Bulgaria.
When we disseminate, can we harm if we do wrong actions? Is there something we need to be careful from?
No, we can't. We can't. If we try to pass on, just as you prepare the food to the baby, that will be enough food, not warm enough, not too warm, not too cold. You check and you give him what he needs. You're concerned about, very concerned about giving exactly what he needs in the bottle, not more nor less. That's how, if you try to give the public this way, you will not make mistakes. You can never be sure, but your relation awakens the upper force and the group, and then everything will succeed. Everything will be successful. You can be sure about it. Latin 6.
Antes de que comenzamos a diseminar el material, hay una confusión.
Before we start disseminating, there's a confusion. We don't really understand it. Once we started disseminating, we started connecting and processing the content. Why does the understanding come after the result?
Look, first of all, things we have to disseminate are not so difficult. It's hard to accept them with our ego, with the will to receive, but understanding them in our intellect, their logic, that's not such a problem. We don't disseminate above reason and these things. What we disseminate is how we have to correct ourselves in order to be adapted to nature. Integral, right? Still vegetative, animate human beings, when they'll be in an integral system, they'll get from the general bestowal of the entire nature good effect, and everything will be good. That's what we're talking about, all in all. We don't have to reach faith above reason and all these things we've learned even today in the first lesson. It's not relevant to ordinary human beings. That's only for a chosen few. That's why we don't disseminate it. We only disseminate what the people want to know. How to live in a good way with their ego. So, with their ego, they can be better off if they restrict their ego a little bit and think that in a nice connection with others, everyone will be good. That's something they can understand, especially when they get the blows. They can. That's why our dissemination is a very logical dissemination, very simple. It can reach everyone. Try to do something. Try to write it in a way that will be close to a person, that it won't resist it, and that he'll understand that if he doesn't do it, he'll be worse. If he will do it, he'll be better off. That's it. We're selling good life. The fact that he's going to have to pay, the fact that he's asked to move a little bit to make room for everyone else, well, what can he do about it? Otherwise, what will happen? No, there is no problem. No problem. Just to find the words out of your desire, out of your heart, and everything will fall into place. Next, Moshe.
Number 7. From Ikve Atzon of Rav Kook. The great spiritual questions that were previously known only to the greatest and most excellent must now be known in various degrees to all the people. Sublime and lofty worlds must be brought down from their high fort to the depth of the common ordinary level. This requires great wealth of spirit and constant practice. Only then will the mind expand to the language be clarified sufficiently to express even the deepest matters in a light and popular style to satiate thirsty souls.
It's clear, right? What is he saying? The questions that used to be very, very high, sublime, and they used to be solved by the greatest of the generation, only by the greatest and the most excellent, must now be known, and we have to bring them down to everyone. We have to explain what our future depends on, and then everyone will be okay. We have to expand our knowledge, but our generation is capable of it. Eight
from the Article 1 Commandment by Baal HaSulam. I say that the first and only mitzvah that guarantees the achievement of the aspiration to attain Lishma is to resolve not to work for oneself, apart for the necessary works, merely to provide for one's sustenance. In the rest of the time, he will work for the public, to save the oppressed and every being in the world that needs salvation and benefit.
This means, what does Baal HaSulam say? You want to reach Lishma? So understand that if you do something for others, for the well-being of everyone, you bring them to salvation, by that you will enter Lishma. It's not out of wisdom or your internal scrutinies that you're all under some storm or anything, but rather the easiest thing is to integrate with everyone, bring them the wisdom of connection in the way that is suitable for them, and you will get from the Creator the gift called Lishma. That's all. Meaning, be cautious. Don't disrespect or disregard dissemination. You may be wonderful with everything, but you won't receive Lishma, as Baal HaSulam writes. Why was he rewarded in such a great spiritual advancement? It was because he disseminated. He was concerned about it.
Florida. Yes, thank you, Rav. In North America, right after the lesson, we have a dissemination action. And I want to make sure that we're in the right intention to reach the public in the greatest way. What is the best way we can be most effective to reach the public? Thank you, Rav.
First of all, the heart must be ready for it, must agree to it as much as possible. Even if the heart doesn't understand and doesn't want, you'll do it because the sages order you to do it. And that's even better. That's even more. The greater one is being commanded and he just does it. That's one thing. Another thing is that you have to talk as close as possible to the ones you address in a language they understand, in a way they'll understand that all you want is their good from the bottom of your heart. And that will be executed in this way. But do as much as you can. The more, the better. And may you succeed. New York 4.
New York 4.
In BB, do we engage only in education, or do we venture into some material actions for the benefit of the public?
No, usually only education. What corporeal actions are we capable of doing? Our action is only educational.
This week in the shows with Simeon Vinokur and Oren, sure. You spoke.
That's an act of dissemination. That's an act of dissemination. Of course, that's something we should do.
You spoke in a very utopian way. You spoke about food for everybody. You spoke about clothing for everybody. You spoke in a very utopian way. So I just want to be clear. Our work is only education, though.
No, that's not us. This will be done, but you'll have 80% of the society will be fired. No. Don't worry about that. Many people that will have the time and the desire to do something about it. Just increase the importance for it, and you'll see what's going to happen. Just as today, people are demonstrating, both in Israel and in America and in Europe. People are going to demonstration, so they will come to volunteer. Don't worry about it. There's no problem. And we will pass the mic to the department of Shai Livnat.
Yeah, we just want to go over the schedule. We'll also speak about the weekend because we have a few minor changes. So today we will have live shows from 10 to 11, Mushi with Rav, then from 11 to 11:30 with Gilad. Everything's translated. 1:30 we have a preface lesson that's recorded, and in the evening from 6 to 7 we have lectures from the World Kli. Tomorrow on Friday we have a regular morning lesson, then a reporters meeting from 11, and here's the change: from 1 to 2 we will have a recorded lesson, one of the lessons from this week that we will watch recorded, not live. Then we will continue until 3 with a workshop that the lecturers will give us about the lesson. Then, like every Friday, we from 8 to 9 will have a Yeshivat Chaverim, and on Saturday we have a regular morning lesson with a meal. We'll have from 7 to 7:30 the Kabbalist meal. Then in the afternoon, 2:30 preparation, we will watch a recorded lesson from 2:45 to 3:45. Then we will have an hour of a workshop on what we went over in the lesson. And then a regular women's lesson from 4:45 to 5:00 preparation, and from 5 to 6 a lesson. So that's it. We'll keep updating at the end of morning lessons, and we'll go to a song.
Everything's gonna be alright. The sun will shine. לאור שחודר עכשיו אל הנשמה. Paz vienen y puertas nos darán. Es tu amigo, debes aguantar.
Я знаю, что есть свет,
но без твоего света нет.
There's no more heart of stone. All the trouble already and gone.
Bechol makom, bechol katzen, nagish et ha'amach. Дайте мне.